Dear Ollie, I'm horrified at what I witnessed yesterday while driving near a railroad in Gary. It was three children who appeared to be about 13 years old chasing a tiny dog. The game was clear: chase it, catch it, then throw it up against the train car. I immediately stopped the car and captured the dog. Their statement to me as I slammed the car door shut was, "We'll just find another dog to terrorize." I wasn't sure what should happen next. The little Chihuahua mix's jaw was hanging to the side. I took the dog to our local vet and he waved his fee to fix the jaw. I left the vet physically shaken by the experience, but confident that this dog would receive the best care possible. Signed, anonymous, from Gary. Well, Victoria, I can only assume that Ollie is going to have a pretty thorough response to this letter, but just really heartbreaking. You hear stories of animal abuse and animal neglect, and so often it's done by grown-ups or adults who you think obviously should know better, but to hear about kids also doing it to animals, and you have to wonder, where did they learn that from? And that's a tough one to read.
It's a tough one. I mean, if you're going to get your kicks by hurting people or animals, that's a whole different issue. Dear Anonymous, thank you for your efforts on behalf of all pets everywhere. However, though this animal is safe, there is a greater worry. Since the 1970s, research has consistently reported childhood cruelty to animals as one of the first warning signs of later types of delinquency, violence, and criminal behavior. Albert DeSalvo, the Boston Strangler, found guilty of killing 13 women, shot arrows through dogs and cats he trapped as a child. Columbine shooters Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold boasted about mutilating animals just for fun. Other serial killers who abused animals are the Son of Sam, who shot his neighbor's dog, Brenda Spencer, who lit the tails of cats and dogs on fire, Jeffrey Dahmer impaled a dog's head on a stick, Theodore Bundy. He learned this from his father, how to torture small animals, and he went on to murder 40 women that they know of. Edmund Kemper killed cats and went on to kill 8 women, including his own mother. Andrew Coonigan, who murdered Gianni Versace and Chicago Marilyn Miglin's husband, used to torture sea crabs. According to some psychologists, there are 3 types of animal abusers. A preschool child who has not developed the cognitive maturity to understand that animals have feelings and they are not toys. Secondly, a child who intellectually understands that it's not okay to hurt animals, but they abuse animals as a response to witnessing violence or abuse in their own home, or teens who abuse animals while engaging in other antisocial behaviors. Sometimes the animal abuse is in conjunction with a deviant peer group, while other times it may be used as a way to alleviate boredom or achieve a sense of control or just getting a high by watching another living creature suffer. If anybody in the audience knows of any child who exhibits this behavior towards animals, it is this abuse that points to a lack of empathy and propensity towards violence. And many psychologists believe that this is a serious warning sign of horrific behavior to come. I conclude this letter by saying, I'm very worried about the future of these 3 boys, but I'm more worried about the animals and people whose paths they certainly will cross while growing up. Ollie, your friend in fur, love is a 4-legged word.